You could say that Taylor Swift's championship era has reached its second consecutive season. The 14-time Grammy Award-winning superstar returned to Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday night to watch her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, and the rest of the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 32-29 for a spot in their third consecutive Super Bowl. As confetti rained down on the field afterward, Swift and Kelce kissed in celebration. Swift gave Chiefs coach Andy Reid a big hug, and she continued the party with Kelce's mother, Donna, and some 80,000 fans who simply refused to leave their seats. "I'm very thankful that I'm here in Kansas City, playing with the guys and everybody in this building," said Kelce, who had just two catches for 19 yards as the Bills refused to let him beat them single-handedly. "It's a special, special place. We feel that every single day and we just try to take advantage of it and not let it slip out of our hands." Swift began her high-profile romance with Kelce last season, when he invited the anti-hero singer to watch him in a September matchup with the Bears. And their relationship only seemed to blossom into the playoffs last season, with Swift celebrating on the field with Kelce after the Chiefs had beaten the Ravens in Baltimore for the AFC Championship. Then came the Super Bowl, and Swift's much-watched dash from a concert in Tokyo for kickoff of the big game in Las Vegas. She made it with plenty of time to spare, of course. And Swift became the focus of attention in her own right, winning what appeared to be a beer-chugging contest, partying with celebrity suite mates such as Blake Lively, Ice Spice and Lana Del Rey, and standing next to Kelce's mother, Donna, while he held aloft the Lombardi Trophy following the 25-22 win over the 49ers. The couple eventually locked lips again on the field at Allegiant Stadium that night. On Sunday, Swift walked toward her usual suite about 90 minutes before kickoff against Buffalo. And while she was decked out in Chanel for their divisional round win over Houston, Swift opted for a sleek black and gold Louis Vuitton look for the AFC title game, including a jacquard knit jacket that retails for $5,000 and a stocking cap with a list price of $830. Modest fare compared to what suite prices for the Super Bowl will probably run. Swift will almost certainly be in New Orleans with her celebrity friends when the Chiefs go for an unprecedented third straight Lombardi Trophy against the Eagles on February 9th. They got a big game from Patrick Mahomes, no surprise there, and some key stops from their defense to end the Bills' season for the fourth time in the last 5 years. "There's nothing better than to be playing at Arrowhead for an AFC championship," Kelce said. "They had that thing rocking more than ever, and we needed them more than ever. That Buffalo team was as good as we've ever played. A lot of great competitors over there. Got a lot of respect for those guys. They made it hard." https://apnews.com/hub/NFL Dave Skreta, The Associated Press. Taylor Swift watches enters Arrowhead Stadium before the AFC Championship NFL football game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills, Sunday, January 26, 2025, in Kansas City, Missouri. AP Photo, Ed Zerga. Taylor Swift embraces Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid after the AFC Championship NFL football game against the Buffalo Bills, Sunday, January 26, 2025, in Kansas City, Missouri. AP Photo, Ashley Landis.